בוקר טוב רבותיי, שבוע טוב, השתבח שמות. Today is יום שני לסדר במדבר כף דלת באייר. We're on the top of רש ממזיין. So the Olitzion was discussing the dictum of רבן יונה in שעה תשובה, that part of the תשובה process is דאגה. The worry about the past, maybe it's not going to be completely atoned for, and worry about the future that you might indeed fall prey once again. Mamash top of the page. Bechelek nosaf b'deaga al hachanat ha-nefesh lishat ha-nisayon ba'atid. You have to be on your A game. You have to prepare yourself for the next attack from the Yetzer Hara. Ki achar shelo haya b'yado ligvor alav b'rishona, yechol ha-Yetzer Hara lichbosh oto yoter b'kalut. You've already fallen into the pit. You've fallen prey to the Yetzer Hara, and therefore, just naturally, it's easier for the Yetzer Hara to get you again. So just because, you know, just like it happened once, what's to say it's not going to happen again? So you have to be worried about that and prepare yourself accordingly. Kamo b'itgoshishut. Sheshnaim nevachim. Oh, we already saw this, but that's okay. Sheshnaim nevachim mechofef et yad chavero, sheim yorida echad et yado shel chavero, kashe achar kach le'alota chazara v'kach gam b'milchama. Kashe nishba, once you're already captured in war, kal la'shove le'natzeach. Right, the captor is, he can win much easily. V'kashe la'shavui le'inatzel. V'chen adavar b'milchamet ha'yesir. Kashe nikshal ha'adam pa'am echad. Lo yitachem she'istapek b'itgonenut kmo b'pa'am sh'avra. You can't just defend yourself, you can't protect yourself against the Yetzer Hara like last time, because last time you crashed and burned. You have to protect yourself even more. Mipnei she'kvar nitpas etzel Yitzro, v'kashe le'imalet mi'ado, ve'ata do'eg she'em elo yatzliach. V'lachin, ba'al teshuvah tzarich zehirut kifula. Ba'al teshuvah are wonderful. We love them. Yeah, ba'al teshuvah not only in the, I guess, social sense of BTs, but like everyone's ba'al teshuvah, whether you're from birth or whatever, everybody's got averot, and hopefully, at some point, everybody's been a ba'al teshuvah. But being a ba'al teshuvah comes with a lot of responsibility. Shegam im Rashi itzliach, he's called Shirei Tzara, yesh tamid ra'ayonot chadashim. Even if you saw that in the past you've been successful at warding off the Yetzer Hara, don't take that for granted, because the Yetzer Hara evolves. He becomes technologically more advanced, and you have to know how to protect yourself. Ki ha'emshech nigrar tamid achar ha'michshol harishon, ve'afilu im na'asa bishgaga, ogon shehem chaverim lo tovim, ve'lo yada'a, ve'nigrar achar ha'mlirot davar lo tov. Even if the first time it happened, it was inadvertent, you were with bad friends, bad influences, whatever. Nevertheless, the Yetzer Hara got you. Gam achar she'asa teshuvah, yada she'achol lavo elav ha'Yetzer Hara tachbulot. There's a lot of strategies. V'yalbish lo avera b'mitzvah, v'al ken tzarech le'ashgiach. Yetzer Hara is the master of disguising averot as mitzvot. L'shem shamayim, you know, like the Gemara says, in Masechet Nazir, Daf Kav Gimal, גדולה עבירה לשמה ממצווה שלא לשמה. So the Yetzer Hara makes every עבירה seem like it's לשמה, and every עבירה like it's the biggest mitzvah in the world to do. Yetzer Hara הוא תמיד חכם. He knows. So he's going to try to get you. So that's where it gets difficult, and sometimes you need daster, an objective third party, to help you navigate what's actually לשם שמיים and what's not. בדבר הזה אפשר ללמוד ממלחמת יום הכיפורים. Says, as an example, look at the Yom Kippur War. הנה לאחר מלחמת ששת הימים, היו כאלה שלא עלה על דעתם שעתה יגבר יד האויב, שבמלחמה הקודמת נפל פחד היהודים עליהם וברחו יחפים, ולכן לא התכוננו מספיק ונכשלו. Says, the Six-Day War was in 1967. The Israeli army surprised all of the neighboring Arab nations, Syria and Egypt and whatever, so much, and they got so shocked, and they ran away barefoot, and it was such a big victory that Israel never thought that, you know, they thought that they'd be scared to death and never attack them again. And Memela, in 1973, when those nations struck on Yom Kippur, they weren't ready enough, and there were tremendous, tremendous casualties. He's trying to say you can't let your guard down. Even when you're victorious the first time, look what happens when you let your guard down, and you're overly confident, look what happens. אך לאחר הכישלון כבר לא יכלו להיות שאננים. שראו שערבים התפכחו. After the, you know, the loss in the Yom Kippur War, they, you know, Israel already took notice, and they had to be on guard at all times. They saw that the Arabs, you know, always looked for strategies to infiltrate. ובעקבות מה שנפלו בפעם הראשונה, למדו תכסיסי מלחמה וגברי ידם. Then from there on in Lebanon and stuff like that, they learned all sorts of war strategies. ומאז לאחר שפעם אחת הצליחו הערבים, הבינו אנשי הצבא שמעתה צריכים להיות בדריכות תמיד מפני מצב של לחימה בהפתעה. Not only do they have to be ready for conventional war, they have to be ready for surprise attacks, for guerrilla warfare, for things of that nature, because once they fell prey to that, they were defeated like that, they said, you know, we have to be much more ready for that. And guess what? Even with being ready and whatever, October 7th happened also. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can prepare and be ready and have one of the best militaries in the world. And ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the show. That's what comes. Anyway, that's what I told you before. You know, there's a lot of people after the Holocaust, they've always, what's their symbol or their slogan after the Holocaust was what? Never again. But now again, never forget what, I understand, we're never going to forget. And, you know, we always have to remember to be mitkarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We just read the Tochachan, Parashat Bechukotai. You know, there's Sachar Va'onish. We know exactly what happens. We have to be on our best behavior. But never again is kind of like irrelevant, because if Hashem doesn't want it to happen again, then it won't. And if Chas v'Shalom, Bar Minan, Lo Alein v'Lo Aleichem, Hashem wants something like that to ever happen again, so what is your never again going to help? You can daven, you can fast, you can be mitchazik b'Torah u'mitzvot, all the things that we do, teshuvah, tefillah, tzedakah, ma'avirin et ruah gezerah, 100%. But you're screaming to the Shamayim, never again. How did that ever help anyone? Who are you talking to? What do you mean never again? We'll never, in Israel they take it to mean, we'll never let it happen again, so we're going to defend ourselves. That's all great. But you can't honestly take a good look at heaven and look at Shamayim and say, never again. Because tachlis, you know what? No one asked you. It's not in our hands. Hashem didn't ask us the first time. He's not going to ask us next time. There are methods of ishtadlut that we can and should pursue, both in the physical and spiritual sense. But like proclaiming to Shammai, making this proclamation, never again, that's like shkoyach. It's like Hashem says shkoyach to the never again. I got you. You have the difference? Eden, you think anybody's never again ever helped someone? Ever helped a fellow Jew? Good. Anyway. Never forgive, never forget. I got that. I get all that. I have Holocaust survivor grandparents. Not anymore, but they were Holocaust survivors. So I get it. There's tremendous debt that the Goyim have to us that can never be repaid. It's true. But never again is like shtickle borderline kfira. Got it? It's like a nice nationalistic Zionist thing to say, but it's not necessarily true to the Torah Kedusha. Yeah.
People give drushas on the chutzai.
Yeah.
A lot of times they like talk about onesh, like they say like Hashem's like forgiving, like whatever it is.
What? Hashem's forgiving when you're chozer b'tshuva. Hashem does not sweep things under the rug. On the contrary, Talmud Yerushalmi, Chazal tell us in several places, Kol ha'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatran Yivatru Chayav, Yivatru Me'av, which means if you say HaKadosh, Vatran means Hashem lets things slide. Chazal teach us, if you say Hashem lets things slide, Hashem is going to let your life slide. Hashem is going to let your intestines slide. Ma'amar Chazal. Hashem doesn't let things slide. Hashem is El Rachum Mechanun. Yechozer b'tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mochel v'Soleach. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a Vatran. You have to be Chozer b'tshuva. We pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's two brachot in the Amidah. The first one is Hashivenu Avinu Toratecha. Hashem, help us to do tshuva. And the very next bracha is Slach lanu avinu kechatanu. When we do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accept it and forgive us. So first we have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us to do the tshuva. Shiveinu avinu toratecha, bring us closer to you so that we're able to do tshuva. And then, once we do it, accept it. But not that Hashem sweeps things under the rug. Nope. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rahman velo Vatran. I love all those people that get, you know, they get up to do the drushes. This was only then and not now. We're not that kind of generation. Yeah, Hashem lets everything slide. Kaifer. Yeah. Yes? Because if Hashem lets everything slide, which one of the Yud Gimel Ikare Amunah did you just let slide? Sechar V'Onesh. There is very much Sechar V'Onesh. Hashem knows very well what his cheshbon is when giving that sechar va'onesh and everything else that's going on in this generation, v'chule. True. But you cannot abolish sechar va'onesh. No question. It's got to be part of it. Because if there's, and guess what? If there's no onesh, there's also no sechar. So you can't be rewarded for anything either. Why we don't always see the horrors of the tochacha coming to fruition? Yeah, you might say, hey, there's a lot of people on Yisrael not keeping Torah and mitzvot. Where's all the klalot? Where's all the tochachot? Nachon? Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't say when he would bring it. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Erech HaPaim, Berav Chesed Ve'emet. He pushes off punishment. We don't know Hashem's cheshbon. The Rambam already writes. There's no way for a human being to comprehend the depth and breadth of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's judgment. But it's there. Don't test him. Lo tenasu et Hashem Elokechem kasher nisitem b'masa. Not to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to do what we have to do. Shemishmol. It's pretty scary stuff. V'chukotai v'gam kitavo. Shmol, you land? Mafchid. Mafchid meod. You look in Kaf HaChaim, Siman Tav Kaf Chet. He tells you exactly how to read it. He says, you're not allowed to be mafsik b'emtza tochacha. You have to lower your voice a little bit, read a little bit faster. I don't have a problem with that. Aval, you know, you read, aval zem fchid. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not playing games. And not only that, Hashem says, most of the tochacha, especially in B'chukotai, v'im telechu ayim mikeri, afani alechim machim b'chamat keri. You know what's keri? Casualness. Nah, you know that? It's like letting things. Hashem says, that's what I'm punishing you for. That casualness, that nonchalance, that lack of taking things seriously, that's where it comes from. You have to take things seriously. We have to be passionate about Torah and Mitzvot. Nah, only then, come on, lighten up. Yeah? Lightening up, again, you have to be chilled, obviously, in Avodat Hashem. But lightening up about Torah and Mitzvot is really the root of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says where punishment comes from. You cannot take these things lightly. Hashem says something, take it very, very seriously. Yeah. Mata Omer. Aiden, you want to say that? It's okay. What's the matter? I guess because it's not pleasant.
Yeah, it's
definitely not mushy. V'achaltim b'sar b'nechem u'v'sar b'notechem tochelo, Hashem shmor. Yeah. You know, by Sfaradim, we always have a problem, especially if you sell aliyot. That's an aliyah that never gets bought. Everyone's like, especially by Sfaradim, mefachadim. Everyone's scared. So I had to tell the Chevra, I'm like, Chevra, this is the Torah Kedosha. This is, and by the way, it's halacha, and Shulchan Aruch also. The person who gets that aliyah, you don't go straight into v'im b'chukotai tim'asu, v'im b'mishpatai tiga'al nafshechem. How do you start? You start with a few psukim from shel brachot v'zeh. The klalot are really brachot in disguise. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, this is true, but if you keep the Torah and mitzvot, if you stay ne'eman la'kadosh baruch b'torah kadosh b'torah kadosha, v'yafoch Hashem Elohecha et ha'kilala livracha ki ha'yevecha Hashem Elokecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu switches all the curses, he switches it to brachot, whatever. Somebody tried to pull a fast one, whatever. There's machloket poskim who exactly should take the aliyah, whatever, different minhagim. Somebody bought it for me. Somebody bought it for, oh, I'm not, whatever, it is what it is. Somebody bought it for me. No, like as the Rav, whatever. He didn't mean to like, but somebody had already bought me another aliyah. So I told him, I'm already, I'm taken. Nice try. And then you saw his face like, oh no. He's like, oh no, oh no, now what, now what? I'm like, al tefached, al tefached. He ended up giving it to another Talmid Chacham in the Kal. I said, tapachdan. Yeah, there's different, either that, by people who sell it, so they sell it, whatever. This is a tough sell. Tough sell. And also, Yom Tov, Rabotai.